540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland named a special counsel to oversee Donald Trump-related investigations. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The Justice Department's investigating classified documents found at Trump's Florida estate, and there's also a separate probe involving the Capitol riot and bids to undo the 2020 election. Both have political implications, involving an ex-president running for the White House again. Given that and President Biden's intention to run,
it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
Garland says Justice Department veteran Jack Smith's appointment will let prosecutors continue their work indisputably guided by only the facts and law. In a statement, Smith says he'll conduct the probes independently and in the department's best traditions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hakeem Jeffries from New York says he wants to be the next leader of Democrats in the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not have a leadership position when majority switches to Republicans in January. One doctor calls it a viral jambalaya. The CDC says rapidly intensifying flu season is straining hospitals already overburdened with patients sick from other respiratory infections. More than half the states have high or very high levels of flu, unusually high for this early in the season. Weekend plans have been snowed out in the Buffalo, New York area. It's snowing now and it's going to be snowing for a while. Zach Taylor is at the National Weather Service.
The next 24 hours will be the worst, and then by later tomorrow and certainly by the end of the weekend, conditions will begin to improve.
In Washington today, President Biden is cautioning it's going to take time for inflation to recede. But he offered fresh assurance that legislation he signed earlier this year will soon help limit cost for health care and energy. Stocks are higher at the close. This is AP News. Home.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untuckett shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at untuckett.com or 80-plus stores. Untuckett, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Civic Media, I'm Jane Natnier with your headlines. Attorney General Josh Call announcing the Wisconsin DOJ has blocked an online software sales training program from enrolling new students and collecting fees from already enrolled Wisconsinites with a court-ordered temporary injunction. This is due to their failure to obtain approval to operate in Wisconsin. The company Pre-Hired, Pre-Hired Recruiting LLC, and Pre-Hired Accelerator LLC operate an unapproved online school which claims to train students for careers as software sales development reps. They offer financing through an income share agreement which commits students to pay up to $30,000 in future wages. AG Call said companies must follow common sense rules in place which protect Wisconsin consumers from harm. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a major development in the most important race facing Wisconsin now, I'm not talking about the midterms, and I'm not talking about the presidential race in 2024. I'm talking about the Supreme Court race, primary in February, nonpartisan, supposedly, general election in April. December 1st is the first time they can submit, or should they should say circulate, nomination papers. They have to be filed at the beginning of January. They have a month to do it. And there has been increasing discussion carried on the TV stations, carried in the newspapers, that a judge from Waukesha County, conservative Republican Waukesha County, Jennifer Doro, is going to run. I want to comment about that. Right now, the Republican, and remember something, this is supposed to be nonpartisan. It isn't nonpartisan. There are three Republican members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court right now who are destroyers of democracy. They voted not to certify the election that Joe Biden won. They were willing to overturn the will of the people, destroyers of democracy. Fortunately, the fourth Republican, and remember, there are only seven justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. There are nine justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. But fortunately, Brian Hagedorn stood tall, read the Constitution, voted to certify that election. But if he hadn't done that, we would have had a constitutional crisis. Now, one of the three destroyers of democracy is not running for re-election, and there's a vote to replace her in April in the general election. If another destroyer of democracy gets in, we will have continued constitutional crises for the next 10 years, because these are 10-year terms. And it's not just the certification of the election. This is the crowd who will vote on gerrymandering. This is the crowd who will vote on whether Walker appointees to the DNR and the Wisconsin Tech Board and other boards can stay on for the full 8 years of Evers' governorship, because the gerrymandered Republican Senate will not take them up at all to confirm Evers' appointments. This is not democracy. We have had democracy destroyed in Wisconsin under the Republicans. You do not have democracy when the Democrats get as many or more votes in statewide legislative elections and get one-third of the Senate, 11 Senate seats out of 33. The Republicans have 22. In the past, we'd always had somewhere between 16, 18, 19, reflecting fair maps. Now we get a third. And the same in the Assembly. Right now, the Republicans have a veto-proof majority in the Senate, and they're two seats away from a veto-proof majority in the Assembly, which would then give them a veto-proof majority overall. Why am I mentioning this in the context of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election? Because if another destroyer of democracy, and there are already three of them on the Wisconsin Supreme Court now, gets in, we are going to have our democracy truly destroyed over the next 10 years. Now, fortunately, we have a judge from Milwaukee named Janet Protasiewicz, who's one of the most experienced judges in the state, a tough prosecutor. She was a Milwaukee County prosecutor for more than 20 years. She prosecuted everything from homicides, sexual assaults, everything. There's no one more knowledgeable about criminal law, tougher, and a better judge. And she has stood tall for our democracy. She attacked the decision to get rid of the drop boxes. And she is someone who will defend our democracy. She's a defender of democracy. So far, the only Republican running, and again, it's supposed to be nonpartisan, but it isn't, a fellow named Dan Kelly, Federalist Society guy, Trumper, who actually attacked Brian Hagedorn, another Republican and a conservative one too, because he had the temerity to vote for to certify Joe Biden's election because he won the election. Jennifer Doro, and I'm going to give you her background and what she would do, and then I'm going to give her some advice, and it's done in a friendly way. It really is. But here's the background. She went to law school at Regent University in Virginia. Now, Regent University, the founder, the chancellor, and the CEO is the Reverend Pat Robertson. It's a conservative university. Okay, that's fine. And she is a Waukesha Republican. She's highly conservative. She's the judge who presided over the Waukesha Christmas parade killings. It's just been on the news all the time. This guy, Brooks, represented himself, made strange and delusional statements, and he got six life sentences. It was not a case that required a great deal of legal acumen to manage, either as a lawyer or as a judge, but she brought it home, and that's great. She got a lot of publicity, and she's going to have a lot of publicity in another case after the turn of the year that may be carried on court TV of somebody poisoning somebody. Okay. I think this is going to her head, and it's going to the head of the Republican Party, and they think they can say, oh, okay, well, we'll put another destroyer of democracy in there by simply playing off of this publicity she's gotten. Now, why do I say destroyer of democracy? She will go along with the other three destroyers of democracy that are in there already because she is a conservative Republican. She cannot possibly hold her Trump base and do otherwise. She will continue to say that the people whom Evers has appointed to replace people whose terms have expired on the DNR and the tech board and otherwise, well, they can't take their place because the Senate Republican gerrymandered illegitimate has said they won't take them up. She will go along with the removal of drop boxes. She will do everything that the Republican Party has consistently done. And why do I say that? Because she is a conservative Republican from Waukesha County. And the Republican Party will try to squeeze Dan Kelly out of this because he's quite simply bizarre, aesthetically unappealing. I mean, really, and I mean that in the overall sense, not physically, but I mean, the guy presents a bad image. If he doesn't get out, this is going to be a real free-for-all. because Doro and Kelly will fight for the Trump base, and Janet Protasiewicz will continue to stand tall for our democracy. Beware of one thing. If asked at forums, Jennifer Doro will not say that she will refuse to certify an election. She'll say, I expect to certify legitimate elections. There will be some word in there that gives her an out. Do you understand that? And if you say, well, would you reverse the decision on drop boxes? She will say, I can't comment on an individual case. And this will be true on any other issue, including abortion, including everything else. That is the out. Remember something. Kavanaugh and Gorsuch on the U.S. Supreme Court, when they're being confirmed, they implied that they would do the right thing. They were asked about Roe v. Wade, and they said, well, that's precedent, and it's double precedent. And the idiot Collins, Susan Collins, and the idiot Dianne Feinstein and the rest of them, oh, okay. How naive are these people? Do not listen to a judge who said, I expect to do something, I might do something, it depends, or I can't talk about it because it's a current case, but I'll do the right thing. This is all baloney. Do you understand that? It's all baloney. Now, here's my advice to Jennifer Doro, and I'm sure she's a fine person. I don't know her at all. No animus against her. Do not get into a Supreme Court race 6 weeks before the filing deadline or the circulation deadline for nomination papers. This may go to your head, this momentary publicity. You're very young. You have plenty of time to run again. There are going to be a number of Supreme Court races virtually every year. If you do it now, this is not an atmosphere where the people in the state are going to put up with a destroyer of democracy. There'll be people at your forums with signs that says, Doro, destroyer of democracy. You don't want that. You don't want that. We are tired of Trumpism. We are tired of destroyers of democracy. We're tired of gerrymandering. We're tired of people interfering in our elections. We're not going to have it. So you're not going to get away with going around the state saying, oh, I'm a conservative. I'm tired of conservatives. They're not really conservatives. A real conservative would stand up for our democracy. You can't have capitalism without democracy. It's inefficient without democracy. You can't have this stuff. We are not going to put up with a Trump type. And she, I don't care if you support Trump or not, or say you don't support him. You just support DeSantis. You're not going to say who you support. These are people who are destroying our democracy. We want somebody who will put an end to gerrymandering. We want somebody who will certify elections. This is an honest state. We're not going to put up with another destroyer of democracy. So my advice to you, with all respect, is live to fight another day, because Janet Protasiewicz is going to win this race because she stands up for democracy. That is what is on the ballot, and we're not going to put up with the Republican Party continuing to chip away, especially with the U.S. Supreme Court about to rule in Moore v. Harper that people don't have a right anymore. Impliedly, this will be the ruling to vote for president directly. This is an emergency, and hear my words. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Blackshirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 14. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance of snow showers. Highs level off around 23. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 7 above. Mainly clear Sunday with highs around 29. 37 Monday. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. Welcome back to Masculine Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines, and they're alive. Do not hang up. I'm going to take you in order. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Andrew of Detroit.
Hey, Matt. I normally would disagree with you on what you said about that MAGA judge. She maybe shouldn't run. But it's Wisconsin. And I was so sad with the results of the election in Wisconsin. It hurt. I always considered Wisconsin and Michigan like sister states. But you see how well we did in Michigan in this last election. And what got us there over the years, voter initiative. That should be a single thought for Democrats. Look for people in your state to run for statewide offices that believe in voter initiative. And the only way you're going to get things through, like gerrymandering. Look, we passed abortion, a woman's right here in Michigan because of voter initiative. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And voter initiatives are great. And it depends on state law. In this state, you can have a constitutional amendment. It has to pass two houses of the legislature, and they're gerrymandered, and they won't pass it. A voter initiative right now is just advisory. And even to get it on the state ballot has to be by the legislature, which is gerrymandered. So it depends on state law. I would love to have voter initiatives, Andrew. We don't have them now. We're going to have to restore fair maps. And that's going to have to be in a different, that's going to have to be by judicial decree, quite frankly, because the Republicans are entrenched and they're very much like barnacles on the hull of a ship, or, you know, you have weeds growing into a clearing. And you have to cut the weeds because that's what they are, the Republicans. Thanks a lot for calling. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. So what's in your mind today, Gene of Eau Claire?
Good afternoon, Matt. I think that is outstanding advice for that young judge. I watched her trial, and, you know, she's still, I think, new at this. And I watched, a lot of the comments and things. And I think that she can't let it go to her head. If she's truly a judge that believes in justice and the rule of law, she needs to stay out of this political fire with all of the money that those corporations, the wealthy people who want, no laws on our environment, who don't want workers' comp laws, who don't want those type of laws. She needs to stay in the area she's in, because we are going to fight like mad, and we're going to bring up every single imperfection and everything we know to keep these Republicans out of there, because they follow what the Republicans tell them to do. They don't think for themselves, and right now she seems to be thinking for herself. And if she gets in there, she's going to be run by the politicians that run our state, the ALEC people, the Federalist Society, and if she truly wants to do well for her community and for the rule of law, I agree, she needs to stay the heck out of there, because we're fighting for our state to take it back, because we're sick of the way the Republicans are ruling the roost, and there's no democracy in Wisconsin. They even had it on MSNBC. One of them were talking about what the heck was going on in Wisconsin. Democracy right. does not live in the state of Wisconsin. I just seen it last night, and I was mortified, and I thought, yep, I'm glad they're picking up on it and let the world know what we got going on here. Thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on. Thank you.
Yeah, no. Thanks for calling in, Jean. You're absolutely right. And I'm not attacking her. I have no animus, and she may be a fine person. But what I'm saying is that we cannot have another right-wing Republican on the Supreme Court. They're killing us. They're killing our democracy. She'll have no choice. And during the various forums, she may say things like, well, I'll think about it. Baloney. We don't want that anymore. Janet Protasiewicz will win. Thank you. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Betsy of Madison.
Oh, Matt, you know, you are so important. You are so important. I'm so glad you have your back at 3. It's a better time for me. I can listen.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I think she should go for it. I mean, the more the merrier, right? I mean, this is just a primary. And let's see who she is. And this is the most important election that we have coming in Wisconsin. And I'm so glad you're talking about it, because our Supreme Court is not, it's gone rogue. I mean, it's disgusting. And so thank God for you, and glad you're home safe. Thank you. Have a good Friday.
Thank you, Betsy. Thank you so much for such kind words. Let's get one more caller in quick. We only have about a minute and a half. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for almost reminding me, Wisco Paul.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Matt. I agree with what Jeannie said. I just want free and fair elections again. And you're not going to get that with a far-right judge. You need somebody that's at least going to be fair. So I'm on board with what Jeannie said. And I hope people turn out in the spring election, because we need democracy again. And I think Jeannie about said it all, so. You have a great day, and I'm glad your show is on drive time here. It's a lot easier than getting up at 6 in the morning. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you very much, Paul. And Betsy, thank you very much. And Gene. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. We cannot have another conservative Republican on the Supreme Court like the 3 election deniers, the 3 election or democracy killers. And she may be a very fine person. I'm sure she is. But she's a Republican, right-wing as heck. And she's going to have no choice with her donors and everything else. We're not going to have drop boxes. We're not going to have democracy. We're still going to have gerrymandering. We can't have that. We have to stand up as patriots for our democracy. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Cardinal put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated
incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents.
Update, I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 199 points. Pfizer says its updated booster shot could protect people from variants.
The original vaccine had been tweaked to address the Omicron variants, and the dominant one at the time was BA5. It appears it can also target 4 additional Omicron subtypes, including the worrisome BQ11. A 9-fold increase in antibodies against that variant compared to only a 2-fold increase from the original shot. But more studies are needed, and this data released by Pfizer has not been peer-reviewed. Moderna also recently announced early evidence its updated booster induced antibodies against BQ11, now responsible for some 24% of COVID cases. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The CDC says early flu season and the coronavirus are straining hospitals. I'm Ed Donahue.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Untuckit's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untuckit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop on Untuckit's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at Untuckit.com or 80-plus stores. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. All Wisconsin households are now eligible for free at-home rapid COVID tests. People in Wisconsin can place an order online every month for one free test kit that contains 5 rapid antigen COVID-19 tests, which are delivered to your door. The Say Yes COVID test program is offered through the Department of Health Services. Roadsides on and around the Menominee Reservation in northern Wisconsin are now bilingual. The new signs are in English and in the Menominee language. The dual language signs first appeared last year and will likely be added in other tribal communities. In sports, the Packers lost to the Titans last night 27-17. Badger volleyball's at Rutgers tonight. Football plays at Nebraska tomorrow. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt from Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Right back to the lines. Todd or Billy, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt. Good to talk to you. I'm kind of curious about and trying to understand maybe something about kind of the expiration date of pending legislation. I'm feeling like, we really needed that for the People Act and the People and the John Lewis Voting Rights Bill, and to break the filibuster to get those passed to address things like gerrymandering and dark money and things like that. And this last election just made it even more crystal clear what conservatives are prepared to do to institute minority rule. and keep that going. And I would hope that that would make an impression on Sinema and Manson. And I'm feeling like it's got to happen now in the lame duck before the house over to the Republicans. This is it.
You're right. Voting rights, in my opinion, of all the bills that are there in the Congress, is the most important. That's H.R. 1 and S.B. 1. And why do I say that? Because that would impose uniform rules, fair rules, in all federal elections around the country. I mean, we're talking presidential elections. That's federal. Senate elections, federal. House of Representatives, federal. And we're letting these clowns in some of these states abuse voters. Why are we doing that? If you had the voting rights bill that's been proposed and it's passed the House and the Senate, it's not passed. And why is it not passed? For two reasons. One is because Moscow Mitch filibustered and it would take 60 votes, and Manchin Sinema won't vote to overturn the filibuster. Believe it or not, this is a strange thing. Listen to this. Under the filibuster, it can take 60 votes, but the majority party can get rid of the filibuster by just a majority vote. Just a majority vote. But if Manchin Sinema don't go along, that would be only 48 votes. Kamala Harris doesn't get in to break any tie because there is no tie. That's what's happening. And what would it do? It would have uniform absentee voting, say 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever it is. So it's uniform. It would have drop boxes. It would get rid of all these rules. For instance, in Georgia, if you give anything of value to anybody in line to vote, it's a crime. They've interpreted that to mean if you had an 8-month pregnant woman standing in the heat for 8 hours, she was about to faint and you gave her water, that's a thing of value. You've committed a crime. In Texas, if you interfere with the line of sight of observers of the election, which are usually thugs, Republican thugs, if some elderly woman who's checking people in gets up to go to the bathroom and they can't see a voter, she's committed a crime. And they only prosecute them in black areas. Okay, that's what's going on right now. Let's call a spade, right? That is the kind of stuff that's going on. In black areas, sometimes voting machines, quote, don't work, end quote. There are lines of 7 or 8 hours. There are lines like that in Houston, which is a Democratic area. There are things like you can't take somebody else's absentee ballot to the post office. What if they're elderly? What if they're crippled? In Arizona, on the Navajo reservation, they don't have any post offices. So once a week, somebody comes by to all the houses and they go, you got any mail? I'll drive it into wherever and mail it. You can't have an absentee ballot in that. A lot of those people don't have cars. A lot of those people don't know how to drive. What, are they going to take a bus for 40 miles to get to the post office? You see the stuff that's going on? You see the stuff that's going on? This would standardize elections. Crooked things like that. And it's not just in the former Confederate states. That kind of stuff here in Wisconsin. This is Wisconsin. You three members of the Supreme Court won't certify an election. They've gotten rid of drop boxes. This is going on in Wisconsin. And we're not a Confederate state. We sent regiments to support Lincoln to Shiloh in other battles. Regiments out of Janesville, Madison, Racine, Milwaukee. Okay? This is what is going on. And these clowns in the Senate, these Republican clowns, are filibustering it. And the clown Manchin and the clown Sinema won't vote for it. They won't even vote for it. Much less bust the filibuster. As a result, you have a patchwork quilt of corruption. Of corruption. And because what they've done successfully is to put the fear of criminal prosecution in people's minds. I'll give you a couple of other examples. The Latino vote in Texas underperformed when it came to even voting. And everybody goes, oh, well, they're shifting Republican. No, they're not. Most of them aren't. Cubans are in Florida, maybe that kind of thing. But there's a general feeling the Republicans are going to win anyway. And if I vote, I'm probably okay, but I don't want to take a chance. There are laws in some of these states that say that if you're a felon, you can vote once your jail sentence and parole period are over. Guy down in Texas voted in an April election. His parole was over in June, but he had a clean record the entire time, facing 5 years in prison. Down in Tennessee, there was a dispute over whether somebody could vote. He was told by the election people he could. He did, and now he's being prosecuted. The Republican Party is using criminal prosecution to deter voting. You must understand that. The idea of SB 1 and HR 1 is, it says, look, for federal elections, you can't do it. Now, could you do it for state elections? Not if we had a Supreme Court that wasn't six tarantulas who are doing everything they can to bust the original Voting Rights Act. This is a call to arms. I'm telling you, this is happening. This is happening right now. So what is the shelf life on this thing? What is the expiration date? It is, quite frankly, right now, the lame duck. And Congress gets sworn in the first week in January normally. So we have, what, 6 weeks or something? Less than 6 weeks? We got Thanksgiving and Christmas in there. This is the time to do it. The sad thing is, we're liable to pick up a Senate seat because Warnock will beat Herschel Walker. So we'll have 51. So even if Manchin or Sinema, but not both, refuse to vote for it, we can still be okay. However, it'll be filibustered, and we still need 50 votes so Kamala Harris can jump in. That means if Manchin and Sinema continue to be obstructive, we can't do it anyway. And more ominously, when we get in to the first week in January, Kevin McCarthy, a spineless, dull individual, if he's the speaker, they withdraw the vote for it. They will have another vote and vote against the Voting Rights Act. That's what's happening. That's why we're fighting this trench by trench. And one of the fights in this state right now is the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If you think that the Senate and the governor elections are important, this is really important. And the primary is in February, and they're going to start circulating nomination papers in December. And they're filed in January. And then you have 6 weeks or something, 7 weeks from the filing to the election. And then after that, beginning of April, is the general election. And that's why I'm saying that Judge Janet Protasiewicz, one of the most experienced prosecutors and judges in the state, who has come right out very, very forthrightly for our democracy. And she will be one of the ones that we absolutely need to uphold our democracy. And we just got word that this Jennifer Doro of Waukesha, very, very conservative Republican, would be on there. And there are already three destroyers of democracy on there who voted not to certify Joe Biden. One of them is not running for re-election, and Doro wants to replace her. And we have more of the same. We can't have that. My advice to her, and I've said it before, is you're a young person, and I have no personal animus. You want to run? Well, I'll tell you what. You've got about a Supreme Court race every year or two going forward, but you cannot, you should not run in a time when our democracy is in the balance. And you are going to sweet talk everybody and say, well, I'll probably be okay. Yeah, I'll do this. I'll do that. If wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd have Christmas every day. Okay? I'm tired of this kind of stuff. You know, you have Gorsuch and Kavanaugh going in glibly to idiots like Susan Collins and Dianne Feinstein and the rest, and they go, all right, would you vote to uphold Roe v. Wade? And they look soulfully in their eyes, and they say, it is precedent. Kavanaugh said it's double precedent because it was upheld in the Casey case as well. And they go, okay. Now, normal people, if they said something like that, would mean it. these people that the Republicans are putting up are not normal people, okay? I mean, that's the nicest way I can put it. And the state Supreme Court, thank God we get to vote for them. Thank you, Fighting Bob La Follette. Thank you, Fighting Bob La Follette. We get to vote for him, but he only every 10 years. And this time, if she gets in, she'll say, well, you know, I had this famous case. Okay, you had a famous case. God bless you. I'm glad you had a famous case. We want our democracy. We want no gerrymander. Right now, we have 11 Senate seats out of 33. We have one third of them, yet we get half the votes or more in the state Senate elections. In the past, we've had 17 or 18 state Senate seats. We have two votes in the assembly short of a veto-proof majority even there. They have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. They have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. This gerrymandering has taken away our democracy. And in Moore v. Harper, the U.S. Supreme Court, with the six tarantulas, they are going to vote for the independent legislature theory. Voskin announced the legislature will pick the presidential electors. They won't be fake electors anymore. We're going to pick them. Your vote is a beauty contest. And the Supreme Court will rule that the state Supreme Court can't do anything about it, and our Constitution can't do anything about it. The six tarantulas, I've said this before, lie in wait on the highway for travelers with weak wills, and then they scurry out and their stubby furry legs, and they cover the traveler, and they suck out his rights, his constitutional rights. That is happening in America right now. So if you want voting rights, they have disbanded, they have invalidated most of the Voting Rights Act from the 1960s. None of this stuff I've talked about. You prosecute somebody for giving a pregnant woman water in a hot line for 7 hours in Georgia. Some elderly woman gets up and allegedly blocks the line of sight of a thug looking at a voter. They couldn't have done that with the Voting Rights Act. That would have required the permission of the Department of Justice. Now, it's just like after 1876, when they got rid of Reconstruction and Jim Crow took over. Exact same thing. There, it took almost 100 years. It took John F. Kennedy. And he was assassinated. Then Lyndon Johnson sort of backed into a corner. You know, back when he was a senator from Texas, he was not a liberal at all. But people were getting damned angry. Then Bobby got assassinated, and Martin Luther King got assassinated. And we had a spate of activity. Now the tarantulas are overturning that. We've got to fight trench by trench. So yeah, it'd be fun to have SB 1 and HR 1 pass. But those are the impediments. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. My ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace or Google My Business or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All of this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight. Otherwise, overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 15. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 24. Overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 7 above. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Joe of Madison.
Good to hear your voice. Always, it really is a pleasure that you're back and giving us a lowdown on how things are going. I wanted to hear you talk yet again. I know you spoke about this in your last several segments. It was about the Supreme Court race. And as I understand it, Matt, and maybe you can elaborate on this, now where we were with that Supreme Court, the Supreme Court decision that was put out at the time of Trump challenging Wisconsin's electors, it focused on the two counties, as I understand, of Dane and Milwaukee County. And those three judges, those conservative judges, felt that and they were overruled by the majority with Hagedorn going with the liberal side, that the votes that were cast in just two counties were without the required, quote, application that was needed, even though they were following exactly to the T what the Wisconsin Election Board said. I'd love to hear you talk about how it is that the three conservatives on that court could look at just two counties, Dane and Milwaukee, and make a judgment like that. There are 72 counties in this state. We didn't look at those other 70 counties, just two were looked at. What's the deal? I'd love to hear your reaction as to how Democratic it is to pick out two of the 72 counties that we have and go over that and say, no, we can't have your votes. Can you talk about that a bit, please?
So that's terrific, because you really zoomed in on what's really going on. Those three justices, and remember, the majority were four, and to get to the majority, we needed Brian Hagedorn. Now, Brian Hagedorn is a very, very conservative gentleman. But Brian Hagedorn, in my opinion, has read the Constitution, and he understands the Constitution. And I don't care who he voted for. He might have voted for Trump. But my hat's off to him, quite frankly. He did the right thing there. And but the other three, you're right. Trump initially also attacked Brown County. But then you had Gableman, for instance, who wanted to throw the mayor of Madison in jail, and the mayor was seeing. It's all these Democratic counties. And I've said on the air, and I've said to friends and others, why do they so selectively attack? In other words, doesn't that mean that every Republican who got elected that year or in that election is somehow deficient? And it was tactical. The best I can say, because I know all these justices, and, you know, look, the best I can say is the dissent, the three that were destroyers of democracy, it was not a decision that you can explain by legal reasoning. First of all, Dane County and Milwaukee County do it by the book. They do it scrupulously. They're honest. I have voted in Milwaukee now, I mean, my entire adult life, but in the we've owned our home since 1979. So I voted there, what's that, 43 years, you know, this voting location. And the same, elderly ladies and gentlemen who are honest as the day is long. And when voter ID came in, I walked up and, hi, Matt, you know, they've known me for 40 years. And they, can I see your ID? They played it by the book. And I showed them my ID. They played it by the book. So it was an illegitimate decision. It was a decision that was done to benefit the Republican Party. And that is so contrary to everything that Fighting Bob La Follette stood for and that our state has stood for. This is a nonpartisan court. There was a time in the late 60s when the justice of the California Supreme Court said that Wisconsin had the best Supreme Court in the country. In the country. And I'm proud to say that one of the judges that was on it was Judge Thomas Fairchild. He was then put on the Federal Court of Appeals, sort of a promotion in Chicago by Lyndon Johnson. And I was his law clerk. A law clerk is not a clerk like stamping documents. We sit in on oral arguments. Then we have a conference with the judge. And he says, Matt, here's how I want the case to come out. And then I write a draft. I wrote drafts, a lot of drafts. And then he would do whatever he wanted with the drafts, edit them and so forth. But I am very proud to say that frequently there wasn't a lot of editing. He told me how he wanted it to come out. It's the most wonderful job I've ever had. He's a wonderful man and a wonderful mentor. And there are people like that on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And even though he was a Democrat, his father was a Republican, that didn't play into it at all. Well, there were a lot of people like him back then. And unfortunately, now it's become quite partisan. So those three people, and that's why I call them destroyers of democracy, they deliberately issued a decision or an opinion, which was in the minority, that was selective, and that was intended, frankly, or the result anyway, was intended to benefit one party and one candidate. And that's wrong. And quite frankly, that's why the present, one of them is up for election right now and is not running for re-election, and that's why we have these Janet Protasiewicz, and now it looks like Jennifer Doro. And my point is this. I'm not into this as a personal animus. I've not met Jennifer Doro. Might be a very fine person. But we cannot afford to have a replacement for the destroyer of democracy be another destroyer of democracy. What do I mean by that? We're a gerrymandered state. How would she vote on the gerrymander? Drop boxes. How would she vote the next time there's some kind of a challenge by a Trump-type person to just Dane County and Milwaukee? How would she vote? The book says that you don't come out and say how you'd vote. The book says, well, all she has to say is, I can't comment on a pending case, but I would do the right thing, or blah, blah, blah. We're beyond that. We're beyond that. Fighting Bob isn't around anymore. We are his descendants. We are fighting ourselves, okay? And what's going to happen is that Janet Protasiewicz has come out and said, look, the Dropbox decision was wrong. There should be drop boxes. I will stand up for our democracy. I will certify elections. She's saying it. It's very important to pay attention to this race. There's very low turnout in February primaries, very low turnout, sometimes 10%. We can't have that. Get in there and vote. Get in there and vote. Our democracy is at stake. Very low turnout in April elections, especially when there's not a president on the ballot. When there's a president on the ballot, big turnout. There isn't this year. Get out and vote. We cannot have a conservative Republican running and being elected and being another destroyer of democracy. This has been a great show, great callers, and we only got through a couple of topics. I have a bunch of topics here, a lot more to get through. Have a great weekend, everybody, the weekend before Thanksgiving. Great weekend. The sort of the holiday spirit will kick in next week. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. And as I say, a lot more to talk about. There's history as it's happening. Matt Flynn Direct back Monday, same time, same place. I'm signing off for now. Someone else will hold my dreams of white.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's the Mad City Bridal Expo Sunday, November 20th at the Doubletree Hotel on East Washington in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for free tickets at madcitybridalexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets also available at the door for just $10. Read all the details at madcitybridalexpo.com. Like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo Sunday, November 20th at the Doubletree in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
You are listening to WAUK.